Title: Unanimity on Trial. Federal Circuit Tosses $300 Million for Opties in Apple Opties LTE Patent Wars. Content: The Federal Circuit's analyzed proper jury verdict form procedures and evidentiary rules in the context of LTE standard essential patent litigation between Opties and Apple. The court addressed the intersection of jury unanimity rights, the validity of SEP claims under the abstract idea doctrine and means plus function rules, and the admissibility of FRAND-related settlement evidence under Rule 403. Background: Opties Cellular Technology, LLC and related entities, Opties, sued Apple Incorporated in the Eastern District of Texas, alleging infringement of 5 LTE alleged standard essential patents, SEPs. Opties claimed various Apple products implementing the LTE standard infringe these patents, and that the parties had previously engaged in unsuccessful licensing negotiations and Apple refused to accept a license on fair, reasonable, and non-discriminatory, FRAND, terms as required by the relevant Standards Development Organization, ETSI, which Apple denied. The Eastern Texas District Court's first set of jury instructions asked, did Opties prove by a preponderance of the evidence that Apple infringed any of the A, asserted, C, claims? The jury initially found for Opties, awarding $506.2 million in damages as a reasonable royalty. Apple moved for a new trial, arguing the jury did not hear evidence regarding Opties's obligation to license the patents on FRAND terms. The district court granted a retrial on damages only, not liability, resulting in a $300 million jury award. Apple and Opties cross-appealed on liability and damages respectively. Issues: did the single infringement question on the verdict form violate Apple's right to a unanimous jury verdict for each patent? Are claims 6 and 7 of the 332 patent invalid as abstract ideas under 35 U.S.C. 101? Did the district court properly construe claim 8 of the 833 patent? Does claim 1 of the 557 patent invoke 35 U.S.C. 112, means plus function claim? Was the admission of the Apple-Qualcomm settlement agreement and related expert testimony error under Rule 403? Should the original $506 million damages verdict be reinstated? Holding the Federal Circuit vacated both the infringement verdict and the retrial damages award, and remanded for a new trial on infringement and damages. The court dismissed Opties's cross-appeal to reinstate the original damages verdict. The court reversed the district court's findings that, 1, claims 6 and 7 of the 332 patent were not directed to an abstract idea, and, 2, claim 1 of the 557 patent does not invoke means plus function claiming, were reversed. The court affirmed the district court's construction of claim 8 of the 833 patent. The court held the admission of the Apple-Qualcomm settlement agreement and related expert testimony was an abuse of discretion and that this information should be excluded under Rule 403. The court awarded costs to Apple. Reasoning: jury verdict form. The district court abused its discretion by using a single infringement question across 5 patents, undermining Apple's Seventh Amendment right to a unanimous jury verdict for each distinct cause of action. Each patent asserted raises a separate legal claim requiring its own finding. Patent eligibility, 101, 332 patent. The Federal Circuit found claims 6 and 7 are directed to an abstract mathematical formula, not patent-eligible subject matter. The court reversed the district court's contrary ruling and instructed the district court to review the inventive concept, Alice Step 2, on remand. Claim construction, 833 patent affirmed. The claims do not require mapping signals from any particular starting point, and nothing in the specification or prosecution history mandated such a limitation. Means plus function, 557 patent reversed. The claimed selecting unit is a generic, non-structural term that invokes 112, remanded for the district court to determine if the patent specification provides adequate supporting structure. Evidence: Apple-Qualcomm settlement. The Apple-Qualcomm license agreement was minimally probative relative to FRAND damages, was not a comparable license, and admission of its large value was prejudicial to Apple and likely skewed the jury's damages horizon. The district court should have excluded the agreement under Rule 403. Damages verdict. Because the underlying infringement findings are vacated, either damages award, including